I'd like to welcome now artist Nancy Rayner. She is a painter. She's the author of books about art and art technique. And she will be teaching a workshop at the Santa Fe Art Institute called Acrylic Painting with New Digital Imagery. And that is from Monday through Friday, June 7th to the 11th. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back, Mary Charlotte.
Yeah, we had you on the air once before, and I found your work both beautiful and fascinating because you paint with acrylics. And, you know, I think a lot of people who are painters, they sort of love the lusciousness and richness of oil painting, but then when it comes to acrylic, they dry so fast and they're easy to use and stuff. But you actually are using the acrylic medium in the fullness of its possibilities.
Yes, well said. Well said. I think that often artists will use acrylic or any new medium and try to imitate a medium that they're used to, which
exactly.
makes sense. But I think acrylic can imitate oil and watercolor, but when it's used to... It's sort of a different animal, and when you really know that animal and use it to its best effect, you get totally different, unusual sheens, textures, all kinds of rich qualities that you can't even get with oil. So it's fun, and this workshop is going to be investigating that quite a bit.
How would you describe the specific properties of acrylic paint?
Well, it's sort of like Photoshop, a big, huge machine. It's really hard to define it. Like I said, it can imitate other mediums, but it also can make unusual looks all by itself. It's fast drying, but now there's a new slow drying acrylic.
Really? So that you can kind of mess with it for hours?
Yep, just like oil. So basically, with acrylic, every possible characteristic you can think of, you can customize and change. So if it's, you can make it stringier, you can make it dry quicker, faster, you can make it thicker, thinner, transparent, opaque, every quality you could think of, you can change.
Now, one of the things that you are doing is you're making these, what look like kind of acrylic peel-off layers yeah. that you can then work with in other ways. Describe some of the techniques that you're doing.
Sure. If you take any acrylic, and that could be acrylic with color, we'll call that paint color, or it could be a gel or a medium, which is the binder by itself without any colored pigment in it. Any of these products you can put on a removable surface, like a garbage bag. And when it's dry in a few hours, you can peel it up, and then we call it a skin. So it's basically a piece of acrylic without a substrate, without a backing. If you think about a cake in layers, you can think about the acrylic painting in layers. You can actually make each layer separate on a separate surface, and then you can decide, mix and match these layers together and glue them together and make a whole new painting.
Now, are they sufficiently translucent that when you have three layers, you can kind of see through them?
Good point. That's what I like to do is each layer that goes on top of a previous one, I like to consider it more transparent and more translucent than the one before so that if everything's opaque, you end up with a buildup, kind of a crusty buildup. But if each layer is transparent or translucent, then you get a very interesting look when you have, say, six or seven layers all working with each other in that final last layer. You could see all the way through them, sort of like water looking through a lake or a river.
There's a painting technique, which is, I only know the German word, it's called Hinterglasmalerei. That means it's basically painting on glass. And so you have to start, because the surface that you see is the glass and then the painting is on the back of the glass, you have to do the part that they're going to see most first, like the highlights on the object, and then let that dry and paint on top of that. And it's also doing it in various layers. It sort of reminds me of what you're saying.
Very similar, very similar. And the acrylic is clear and glossy, so that if you think about every painting layer, three or four layers, let's say, in between these three or four layers, you have a clear glossy layer, maybe an eighth inch thick. You're actually increasing the refraction and that beautiful quality of pebbles and shells that when they're wet, they have that gorgeous color. It brings out the color, and that's what most people like about oil paint is the refraction of the pigment. And acrylic can do the same thing if you add those layers of clear gloss in between.
You were showing me earlier these skins that you made, and they're literally on pieces of plastic, and you peel them off. There's also a digital element to this. You can actually do digital art, and what, do you print on these acrylic skins?
Well, this is the amazing part of the workshop, is the skins is only part of it. You can take skins And actually anything that we can put in a printer, even canvas, foil paper, fabric. The skins are just exciting because you can regulate the transparency and opaque quality of them. But any skin or fabric, you can run through a printer, and there's new grounds that enhance the inkjet quality on these surfaces. So that, let's say you take a piece of aluminum foil, you can coat it with this ground, then run it through an inkjet printer, and you can print old paintings that you have, drawings, found images, anything you could possibly think of, portraits that you took of yourself, and you can print them directly on the aluminum foil. Then you can glue that in and do it again with a clear, glossy skin, let's say, and paint on the back. And the great thing is that the inkjet is water-soluble, so once you print it, you can then go in there with water and a brush and mess around with it and make it more painterly.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when you're painting on top and underneath, you could sort of incorporate the printed imagery much easier, integrate it much easier with the paint.
So if you have, for example, photographs that you've either taken a long time ago and scanned in, or digital photographs, you can use those, then they print out, and then you mess with a brush, mm-hmm. and they become sort of paintings. Or you can take photographs of your paintings, and then it's like a meta layer of that painting.
It's mind-boggling what you can do with it. You can even take a painting that you've already made, let's say a large painting, take a digital image of it, put it in your computer. You can mess around with it on Photoshop or not. But if you print it out on a clear, glossy acrylic skin, then some areas are transparent. You can then place that skin on top of a completely different background. So you can take your one painting and change it 10, 15, well, infinite ways.
It's such a funny combination of high-tech and super low-tech kind of technique.
Yes, yes. A lot of photographers really like the digital imagery because there's some photographers that want to transfer into painting, and they've painted on their photographs, but this is a whole different ball game where the image and the paint can merge in whole different proportions and ways.
Back in the old days when there were still readily available Polaroid cameras and film, people would take Polaroid cameras and then before the image was ready, peel the thing off and transfer that onto watercolor paper. Those days are gone. They were called dye transfer, which is a term that had two different meanings, but yeah,
they don't make the film anymore, and it's a shame. That was a really interesting effect that you can definitely replicate with this.
Yeah.
And a lot of artists like transfers, which usually are some kind of Xerox on a piece of paper. You flip the paper over, embed it into the acrylic, and then you have to work the paper out with water and like all balls up and stuff. And this is so much easier, so quick. You can have an image printed on acrylic literally in an hour, ready to paint.
We're talking to artist Nancy Rayner. So when you do this, let's say you teach a workshop, are you expecting pretty much experienced artists who have a body of work that they're bringing to this process?
No, absolutely not. Any level can take this workshop. I like to teach multi-levels, actually. I love having advanced professionals with beginners because each different type of level brings up different questions, and I've seen beginners attack painting with a zest that advanced painters have to think about things sometimes and too much. But the good thing about this workshop is we're keeping the maximum at 8 people, and it's a whole week. I'm going to have 2 printers. Golden Paints is supplying an enormous amount of paint and products, already made skins. So we can just start right in with the whole process on the first day. And with only 8 people, there's a lot of private work I can do. So if somebody's never painted before, they'll have no problem.
So let's talk a little bit about your work. You do all sorts of different kinds of paintings. You do nature paintings. Have you always worked in acrylic? I mean, is that really your medium?
Well, I was trained as an oil painter and taught oil painting and life drawing for many years. And then about 14 years ago, transferred into acrylic, and it changed my work completely. It actually took a whole year to... The first thing I started to do was to take the acrylic and work like I was as an oil painter, and that took about a year. And then the light bulb went on, and I said, oh my gosh, this medium can be used in a whole different way. And that's when my work really changed.
It's like that with every medium. I mean, when film came into being, first they were filming theater productions. And so you'd have basically a film of a stage production, and they're like, oh, wait a minute, this film has expressive properties of its own, and you know, and it's like that with everything. Now you do these nature paintings that have a lot of water in them. Is there something about acrylic that lends itself to that kind of watery?
It's interesting. Yes, I do like using it to replicate watercolor and get these washy effects, and then contrast that with the more opaque ways of using the acrylic. To me, paintings using contrast create a whole different dialogue. So because acrylic has such a broad range of the way it can look, it gives me much more range in terms of using contrast. So using these washes and then using the opaque looks, but that didn't answer your question about why I use water. I don't know. People ask me that all the time. Maybe living in the desert, I miss the water.
Interesting. And you do also something that you call energy field paintings. What's that about?
I like working abstractly where the imagery is unrecognizable and where the viewer can make it into their own image. So I call them energy fields because they're like color fields, except they're really not about color anymore. They're about space and creating this experience of space and being in a place. So if I called them a color field, it would feel a little more flat to me.
Right. And it's also, it harks back to a whole tradition of color field painting.
Exactly. Yeah, you just answered why I I didn't realize that's why I do it. Yes, right. Break away from the history a little bit.
Yeah. Nancy Rayner is an artist, and she's going to be teaching this workshop at the Santa Fe Art Institute, limited to 8 people. Now, there's a price on it, but scholarships based on need are available, and they're certainly encouraging everybody who wants to go ahead and sign up for this course. As we said, all levels are welcome. You can call the Santa Fe Art Institute at 505-424-5050. And you can also check them out on the web at sfai.org, Santa Fe Art Institute. And you can also look at Nancy Rayner's work. And her website is nancyrayner.com. And Rayner is spelled R-E-Y-N-E-R. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.